are the world right here on Spiritually Speaking with Sarah. I'm so glad to be making this connection with all of you all across the nation at 866-972-7247. And we welcome your phone calls, your Facebook messages, and your YouTube messages. But it is the 8 o'clock hour, and we have a very special guest who joins us the first Wednesday of the month. We've got Stacy Holler on the line. Stacy, how are you? Are you with us, Stacy?
Happy May.
Yes, happy May.
It seems really unbelievable that we're at the spring already. Time is going quicker. Don't you feel it?
I feel it. And it's so interesting because time has been on the move more and more rapidly since 2020 than ever before. I even have little kids telling me, seriously, Sarah, my school year went really quick. Like, they're shocked that they're getting ready to leave school here in South Florida in just a few weeks. So we're all feeling the time movement. And that's why when I tell people 2027 is about 18 months away, they go, what? I'm like, yes. So, you know, we could just skip 2026 and hope by the time we get to 27, everything's all worked out here. But I guess that depends on what you've got to tell us, because these planets, I know they're getting ready to do some moving and some shaking. And I know that people have been feeling, Stacy, I have so many people telling me they're feeling a little out of sorts, like they're not in their body. And then I look at them like, what are you talking about? They feel like they're floating. They're not sleeping. Number one thing I hear is they're having crazy, vivid dreams that almost don't make sense, or seeing people they haven't seen in years in their dreams. So there's so much going on with people. I know the planets are kind of playing a little trick on us. So Stacy, clue us in. What's going on, and what does the month of May have for everyone in their astrology?
You know, there's always some comfort in knowing we're all kind of in this together, though. We're all kind of feeling it, right? The collectiveness of it all. And it's really interesting because this month we are going to get a little, and the energy is just starting to come in for us to kind of pause. You know, people hear the word retrograde, it's like, oh no, here it comes. But this month, this past Sunday, Pluto, which is we've been talking a lot about Pluto and Aquarius, that we're seeing this big transformation and death and rebirth in our society and on the globe. But this past Sunday, Pluto is went into retrograde. And I think that's a little welcoming because it will slow that intensity down. The retrograde is more of a time of reflection and inspection. So I'm kind of welcoming that. Like, okay, let's take a little stop here and consider what we're doing. So Pluto will be in retrograde in Aquarius through October. So there is a time for us to reconsider what's going on. And, you know, the way we find our truth is going inside and listening to our intuition that we always talk about, be true to yourself. So I think people, from what you just shared, are feeling deeper and trying to connect more spiritually to help navigate. And I think some of the energies this month might help with that.
Now,
so
Stacy,
that's kind of a little bit of good news.
Right, but when we look at Pluto, what else does Pluto represent besides reflection? Doesn't it have a sense of closure to it, or a reflection of the past but closing it out and kind of shifting gears
for
us?
The reflection. Yeah, well, the reflection part is the retrograde part. Pluto is all about death and rebirth. It's all about blowing it up so you could start all over again. It might be one of the smaller entities in the sky, but it's the most powerful one. So it's about transition. So because it's going into retrograde, it's not as aggressive. It's the energies want us, before we start continuing to blow things up, maybe consider what we're doing. That's how the retrograde is going to help kind of slow down some of what's going on before it goes direct again. So it's not totally going away, but the retrograde is going to make us all consider the transformation we're going through. And if something is blowing up for us, give us more pause. And we'll be helped with some other energies within the month, too. You know, monthly we always look at the full moon.
Right.
But the moons have the most effect on us. So this coming Saturday, we're going to have a full moon in Scorpio. Talk about intense energies, right?
Yes.
Scorpio is intense. Scorpio, you know, and a full moon is the culmination of our vision over the last 6 months. It brings us unexpected events. But it also brings conclusions to open up new doors. So this full moon is going to be a little intense. We'll take a look at where that falls for everybody. And another thing I want to highlight about the month, too, is on the 25th, Saturn is moving into Aries. Now, this is an interesting event because Saturn, people hear Saturn, they're like, oh, no. Saturn represents responsibility and structure. And Saturn doesn't like change. So Saturn is moving into Aries, not very happy. Saturn is not very happy with Aries because Aries is about new beginnings and impulsiveness and initiatives and assertiveness. So when Saturn moves into Aries, that's all for us to learn how to balance. That's for us to think and plan long term. That will give us the perseverance to figure out what we need in our own lives and what are our personal goals and what action we want to take. Saturn gives us the power to make those things happen, but it's going to be a little balancing act there. And then we'll take a look at the new moon on May 26th, and this new moon is in Gemini. Starts a whole new cycle. So when we talk about where that full moon falls for each of you, that's an area where you want to envision what you want that part of your life to be in the next 6 months. Gemini is all about communications, all about how we think. So when we take a look at everybody's sign, and if you know your rising sign, pay attention too, we're going to look at the full moon and the new moon of where you're going to see some planning and moving, and then we'll see where this Saturn and Aries is happening for you. And when we talk about that area of your life, that's where you want to really think through what do you need to be making plans that you could actually start to make happen in your life. So should we look at everybody?
Let's take a look and let's rock around the clock and see what all of this is going to mean for each individual sign, if you would, Stacey.
Well, we're ready to go around that clock. So we always start with Aries, the first sign in the zodiac. Now, the full moon for my Aries friends is about shared resources. You might get some unexpected money in on the full moon. It's about your deep emotional connection. So I heard you earlier say, should I stay or should I go, to one of your callers?
Yes.
Well, that might happen too for you Aries folks on this full moon. The new moon for you is in your house of communications. Breakthrough ideas might come to you. It's also the house of siblings. So if you want to envision a different relationship and how you communicate with your siblings, that would be a great time to start making those plans. Now for you, Aries, Saturn, it's entering your sign. It's about your personal long-term goals. Reassess who you are and what you want and really what you want to make happen in your life. Now, Taurus, the full moon for you, it's all about your committed relationship. So here is your should I stay or should I go? And that's in your committed personal romantic relationships as well as your business relationships. The new moon for you is all about money. So that's where you need to start planning. What is your financial strategies? Where do you want to see income coming in for you in the next 6 months? And Saturn for you is in your 12th house. So Taurus, this is a time for you to do some inner healing. If you need a holistic therapist or some help in getting through of figuring out how to move yourself on a deeper level, this would be the time to do that. Now, Gemini, the full moon for you is all about your daily routines, your health, and your habits. So this full moon is going to end some old things. If you're ready to quit something you shouldn't be doing, this would be a good time to do that so you could move forward on the new moon. Now, the new moon for you is all about your personal goals and intentions. So you could cross over for what you want to do on your everyday life and health and really get going to envision that on the new moon. And Saturn for you, Geminis, it's all about the people you hang with. Your community, your friends, the groups, associations. Plan who you want to be with and who's not working for you anymore and make your move. Now, Cancer, for you, the full moon is in your fifth house. That's creativity, that's partying, that's romance. So get out there, Cancer. The new moon for you is in your house of healing. And it's a good time for meditation and listening to your gut. And your Saturn is in your house of career. So, Cancer, when Saturn moves into Aries, you really need to be working on where do you want your career to go? How are you going to balance what's right with something you could actually make happen? Now, Leo, the full moon for you is about your home and family matters. Maybe you'll suddenly get an offer for a new house or something might change in your family. The new moon for you, that's about your social connections. Who do you want to be with? Maybe it's time to join a new group that aligns more with your values. And Saturn for you, that could be about your experience in the world. If you've been thinking forever about taking this long-distance trip you've always wanted to do or study something you really wanted to study, now Saturn's going to help you get there and put it together. Now, Virgo, for you, this full moon is in your house of communications. Maybe there's a project you've been working on that could come to fruition. Maybe you've been working on something in your neighborhood, and now it's really coming to be. It's a good time to share ideas. The new moon for you, that's on your career, so now you should be planning where do you want to be in your career in the next 6 months. And then let Saturn, when it moves into Aries, that's going to be in your house of shared resources and financial planning. So if you have financial relationships with other people that you're tied up in your money, now you want to look and see what's really working and what's not. Now, Libra, the full moon for you is in your house of money. Maybe you'll see some unexpected money coming in on this full moon or some new idea about how to make some new money. The new moon for you, it's all about studying and learning, and you too should be planning your new trip of where you want to be. And Saturn, when it moves into Aries for you, it's about your committed relationships. Now it's time where the rubber's going to meet the road. Who are you in this relationship, and how are you going to work with your partner to make it happen? Scorpio, the full moon for you is in your first house. It's about you. It's about your own transformation. Maybe you'll have some really deep insights on this full moon about where you want to be. The new moon focuses on your joint finances, your intimate relations, and your shared resources. So take a look at there and envision what do you want to see over the next 6 months. And Saturn for you, it's on your daily life. It's in your house of health. It's time for you to take responsibility for your health and self-improvement and let Saturn help you take the steps you need to make to better yourself in that regard. Now, Sag, the full moon for you, that's in your 12th house of healing, of releasing old patterns. So it is a time for healing for you, Sag. The new moon is about your committed relationships. What do you want that your love life to look like in terms of commitment over the next 6 months? Or a business partner. Things to be worked out there. You can make it happen during this time. Now, Capricorn, your full moon, it's all about your social life, who you're hanging out with, what groups do you want to be associated with, or maybe it's time to leave that group and those friends who aren't working for you. The new moon is encouraging Caps to look at your health routine and look at your work habits and what do you need to be taking care of for yourself over the next 6 months. And Saturn, for you, Capricorn, this month, it's about your home and your family. Are there things that need to finally be getting done in your house, things that need to be taken care of, or family responsibilities? Now's the time to pay attention to those. Aquarius, for you, the full moon is in your career. So maybe there'll be some news about a promotion or a change or something to get you going to spur a job search. The new moon for you is in your house of creativity and romance. It's also the house of children. Maybe you're going to start to think about planning to expand your family. And when it comes to Saturn, that's in your house of communications, and it's also the house of siblings. So, Aquarians, if there's things you need to work on to better your relationships with your siblings, now would be the time. and then Pisces. For you, the full moon, that's in your house of getting out into the world. Maybe you'll get an opportunity to take that long-distance trip. It's also the house of media. So maybe something will trigger there in that world for you, or something new to learn. The new moon for you is in your home and family. So maybe you are starting to think about moving over the next 6 months, or doing that renovation, or changing your family life. And you, Pisces, your Saturn is about money and finances. So now it's time for you to really take responsibility and restructure your finances to really make something happen with what you want to see in your future for your finances. So there's still opportunities, Sarah. And I think between Pluto going retrograde and making us reflect more, Saturn will give us the energy we need to make things happen for ourselves once we find the right balance. And we don't go off too cocky, and we don't stay too set in our ways. When we find that balance, that's when we'll be able to move forward.
It sounds
so it's not all crazy news this month.
No, it sounds like a very manageable astrology. I'm very happy to hear this.
Yeah.
So it sounds like we'll have a lot of time to reflect and cover different areas of our lives and kind of get them in a better order. So perhaps as we come towards the end of the year and things heat up a little bit more with some other retrogrades, we'll have some things in order so we can navigate whatever comes our way. Well, this has been very informative, Stacey. I'm so glad that you shared this with us. And I must say, I have a sigh of relief. I mean, it is my birthday month, and I'm like, oh Lord, please, nothing crazy in the planets. So I'm glad to hear that.
You know, I was going to bring it up when I said Gemini. I'm saying somebody's got a birthday coming up.
Yes,
so,
we do.
So yes, Gemini brings us the light breezes. Gemini brings us communication. So we welcome all you Geminis coming up and your birthdays at the end of the month.
Absolutely. And so glad that I'm here to be able to communicate to everyone all across the nation here on the Oldies Station. And I'm really glad that we have you as our guest on the first Wednesday of every month to share with us what's going on in the astrology. Now, this was some fascinating information. So if you're a listener and you thought to yourself, I'd like to know a little bit more about this, well, Stacey has the answers. So you can go to destinyinthestars.com and look at Stacey's offerings of her astrological sessions. This would be a great thing for you to know, especially if you have a birthday coming up, to really know what your chart looks like for the year. Also, if you want to gift this to someone, it's a great gift. And there's so many ways that Stacey can help you if you're navigating changes in your life. So go to destinyinthestars.com. Stacey has over 30 years experience doing this, and it doesn't get any better than Stacey Holler. Stacey, thank you so much for sharing time and space with us. We appreciate you, and you're taking the time to prepare this astrology report for us.
Oh, I love coming every month, and when I get on next month, we'll be celebrating your and all the other Gemini's birthdays.
Absolutely.
So thanks again, and I look forward to talking to you next month.
You got it, Stacey. Thank you so much. Bye for now.